Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow, Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechamute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Ed Schoenfeld. This week on AK, a remote cruise. It's not often that cruise ships call in the far western Aleutian port of Adak, but earlier this month, one did just that. The 295-foot Caledonian Sky wound up in Adak after bad weather forced the ship to bypass its original destination, the uninhabited island of Attu. The unexpected visit temporarily doubled the population of the remote community and turned some Adak residents into tourists in their own town. KUCB's Stephanie Joyce reports.
In Adak, the arrival of a cruise ship is a big deal. Most people satisfy their curiosity just by driving past. But 10 residents, a tenth of Adak's population, actually got a tour of the Caledonian Sky.
John, do you want to show them around the ship?
We can go up and work ourselves down, and by then you'd be about ready in here.
End up in the bar? Would you like to see the ship, or would you rather just hang out?
See the ship?
Yes. Got it. Let's go upstairs.
Yeah, John can show you the ship, and then you can have a drink, and then we'll get started.
The Caledonian Sky is small, fewer than 100 passengers, and it doesn't take long to see the ship. We visit the forward lounge and the aft lounge, peek into a stateroom with huge glass sliding doors and its own balcony, and admire the elaborate place settings in the dining room. The adults are impressed. But 7-year-old Adrian Diaz is more interested in a different part of the ship.
The captain's room?
The captain's room? What did you like about the captain's room?
It was big.
The Caledonian Sky is what's known as an expedition cruise ship. It specializes in off-the-beaten-path voyages and bills itself as ideal for, quote, seafaring explorers. Despite the sideways rain, many passengers were draped over the rails as the ship pulled into Adak, peering at shore through binoculars and camera lenses. Some even disembarked for soggy, self-guided tours of town. Marine pilot John Scheibel rode with the ship from Kamchatka to Adak, and as we check out the outdoor deck, he impresses upon us that the passengers are definitely adventurous.
Last night we were in the middle of that, and we were going through the storm outside. We were sitting out here having dinner. It was a kick. Yeah, hanging on the table. Off we go.
Wow.
Anyways,
visitors,
you
got to
get into
English,
it and go
we
for
can
it.
Take this weather. We're British. We can take this weather.
Oh, yeah. And there's these people are tough. They love it.
After the tour, we head to the lounge. The passengers have lots of questions about life at the end of the chain, and it quickly becomes clear that as extreme as they may be, they think people who live in Adak are much more extreme. Cynthia Galaktianoff was one of the first people to move to Adak after the Navy cleared out, and she enthusiastically plays the role of ambassador for the struggling community. In her opinion, Adak just needs to be approached with the right attitude.
I talk to everyone, and one day I'm going to meet that one person. It's a billionaire that's going to say, yeah, I think we'll start a whole new, you know, a whole new business out there.
Yeah.
Because everyone who comes here is very, they love it. I mean, they do. Every single person, you know. I mean, some people have bad experiences, but not if they meet me.
It turns out all of the passengers get to meet her when she's invited to give a talk about Adak and its history. Galaktianoff starts with the thousands of years of Unangan habitation, and then Vitus Bering's arrival, the buildup of tens of thousands of troops during World War II, and the Cold War era, when Adak was a naval base. But afterwards, the passengers mostly have questions about what it's like to live in Adak now.
My question is, what are the health provisions for the residents here in Adak?
Don't get hurt, because the closest hospital is at the very, very best, with God's grace, 6 hours away. We try to tell everyone to be very, very extra careful.
Do you have any police and fire people here?
We do have a sheriff. He's not really sheriff. He's a city police officer. We just kind of call him the sheriff. He's from Oklahoma. He wears a cowboy hat. No kidding, really. Honest, he does. He's not really too busy, but he can be.
I saw a lot of empty houses, and there's a real estate next to the cafe.
That's how we do. So if you want to buy a house, we have lots for sale here.
Alas, there are no takers. Visiting Adak is one thing, but living there is truly an adventure. For AK, I'm Stephanie Joyce.